all the praise, the honor, and the glory for the grace.
Yeah.
yes. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, 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 oh. You are the living word. Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you. Made you born, but on a tree. You died to save man. You are saved. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's what made you born. You are
that we serve a great God. Amen. Amen. And he's just awesome in all of his ways. Amen. And the great thing is that when we are serving a great God, he does great things for us. Amen. And we just can't help but testify about him, testify his goodness, testify about his mercy, testify about his grace. And I know a lot of times, you know, when we go through tests and trials, we don't know how we're going to get on the other side of it. But you know what? Sometimes when it's a testimony from somebody else, it gives you a little, your faith muscles a little bit. It gets them built up, amen, so that you can keep on going, amen? Amen. And as we're just thinking about this, can Sister Robles make her way forward at this time just to give us her testimony of what God did for her today. And we're going to try to get it on recording. So, Brother D.
Wonderful. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Today, I was very worried for my daughter, Rosanna. You know, Rosanna, the one who came with me. She didn't call me. She was on the internet, so I was thinking, what's wrong with her? I called her like 3 times, and she didn't pick up the phone. So I'm saying, Lord, I don't know what's wrong, but I try. I sent her text messages. She wouldn't answer. So I said, Lord, it's in your hands. I trust you. But as parents, we do worry about our children. It's natural, it's the flesh, it's not spirit. Spirit is not Lord with them. But then I was worried, and then I said, let me pray. After I did all my chore, I kneeled down to pray, and I said to the Lord, Lord, she is in your hands. You know what she is. You know her situation is. I just pray when I get up from my knees that I'll be able to speak to her. See, I just got up from my knees. I went to the computer, I opened my Bible. Right there, she came over the computer. I said, Lord, you are so quick answering prayers. I just rejoiced and I started crying and praising the Lord for his wonderful miracles that he does for us every day in our lives. And I thank him every day. And I don't know how to express myself more than to love him more every day because he's a wonderful God. We love you and I love you all too. God bless you.
Amen. And aren't you glad that God is concerned about everything? Amen. Actually, kind of reminds me of a song that I actually heard this week. And I don't know if you know this one, but musicians, I know I might start off in the wrong key, so y'all just help me out. But it goes like this. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. Come on now. Real simple, that's all it is. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. Now listen. Peace is what I wanted. I said peace is what I wanted. I said peace is what I wanted from the Lord. Oh, I said peace is what I wanted. I said peace is what I wanted. I said peace is what I wanted from the Lord. What I wanted. I said peace is what I wanted. I said peace is what I wanted. What about joy? I said joy is what I wanted. Joy is what I wanted. I said joy is what I wanted from the Lord. I said joy is what I wanted. Joy is what I wanted. Said joy is what I wanted from the Lord. The Holy Ghost what I wanted. The Holy Ghost what I wanted. The Holy Ghost what I wanted.
got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from the Lord. I got just what I wanted. I got just what I wanted from.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God the praise tonight. Hallelujah. Life is worth living because Jesus lives tonight. Amen. How many appreciate that tonight? And because he lives, we can live also. We can live also. Praise God. Well, tonight, amen, I believe you have a blessing in store. It's a blessing in pressing. We didn't get an opportunity to announce to everyone, but after we left service on Wednesday night, I got a telephone call, and precious brother Keith Brown, a pastor from St. Augustine, Florida, was coming down to visit his daughter who just got recently married. And he said, "Brother, if you need a preacher for Friday night, we'd love to stop by." I said, "Yes, sir." And so he's here tonight to minister to our hearts. And I know the Lord has used Brother Keith in a very special way. And you know, each minister has their own unique way of presenting the gospel, and then certain areas that they love to really delve in. And I just believe tonight how the Lord will use them will just be a blessing to our hearts. Whoever wasn't here, they'll hear about it on tape, amen, on, get it off the internet or whatever. But I just believe those of us that are here tonight, God got something in store for us. Amen. He has something special. He knew exactly who would be here to preach to us. He knew exactly what he had them to say to us. Amen. Everything we have need of tonight is, amen, is in the building. And I love to say this. I remember Brother Hugo made a comment. He said, you know, if you had the opportunity to be in Brother Branham's presence, he had the choice to go to a meeting where there were thousands of people gathered, and Brother Branham was the minister there, or you had the opportunity to go into a secret interview, amen, a private interview with him, which one would you choose? And he said, I tell you, if your life wasn't right, you want to sit in a congregation where there's thousands, and maybe you can hide. But if you had some questions in your heart that you just needed God to answer, amen, you'd take that private interview in no time. Amen. And that's what I believe tonight. God has given us a private interview. Amen. As he comes to speak to us through his minister tonight. I believe that. Amen. So we're not going to prolong time. We want our brother just to come and just have his way. This is his first time preaching for us, but I pray it won't be his last time. And I'm sure tonight we're going to be blessed by the hand of Almighty God. As Brother Caleb was singing that song, Because He Lives, I know that's one of the songs that they sing there in St. Augustine quite often. You know, when we go to the camp meetings and everything, and amen, we just appreciate our brother being here tonight, and we're just looking forward to hearing all that God has in store for us. So let's keep singing that, amen, as we welcome our brother Keith Brown, a pastor from St. Augustine, Florida, Victory Tabernacle, to the pulpit. The living all just because he lives. Come on, with your hands lifted, eyes closed. Because he lives, well, I can face tomorrow. Yes, I can. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because just because he lives, well, because he lives, tomorrow, yes, I can, because he lives. Hallelujah.
I can face tomorrow. Oh, let's just sing it out, saints.
Because He lives, all fear is gone, 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 gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many is thankful tonight that He's not just living, but He's living in us? Amen. He has found His abode. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you tonight. It's just an honor to be here. And we just so looked so forward to being able to come and just have some fellowship with the saints here. And just Brother Jack, just appreciate him for allowing us to be able to speak here tonight, and we hope we have something here that'll just inspire you and just encourage you in this late hour that we're living in. But we just wanted to let you know my family was going to be here, but my little girl, she's been kind of struggling, and this morning she was kind of really, she was having a little trouble breathing, so we had prayed for her, and we took her to the doctor, and the doctor had mentioned that or said that she had a upper respiratory infection. And he just said that he didn't think it'd be wise for her to come. I said, well, I says, that's what the doctor says. Brother Branham says, you go to the doctor. You listen to what the doctor says. Amen. So, but I told the devil, I says, but I'm still going. I said, I'm still going. Amen. So we're just, it's just an honor to be here. You may be seated. Lord bless you. Maybe we might sing a song. And just see what the Lord has in store for us. We just appreciate being here, like I said, and just the opportunity to be able to come down here. Let's just try the key of F. Can I use this here? Sorry, use it? Okay.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside. Oh, that overlooks life's sea. And when I'm tossed, oh, it sends out a light. Oh, a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me home. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, tell me where would this ship be? They say, why don't you just tear it all down? Don't you know the big ships, they don't sail this way anymore? Oh, there's no use that old thing standing around. But then my mind goes back to that stormy night. Oh, to Him. would this ship be?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. Oh, I just feel His presence here tonight. Bible said where two or three are gathered together in my name. My, He said He'd be right there in the midst. Amen. So I believe He's here tonight. I don't believe He's just here. I believe He's here to meet your need. And I believe every one of us in here have a need. Because we live in this body. And you know, as long as we live in this body, we're always going to have a need. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you want to sing it some more? Wasn't for the lighthouse.
Tell me where. What this ship
before we get into the Word of God. Let's try the key of B-flat.
I feel the touch, oh, of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me to pass that I must try. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me.
Is He walking with you?
For I'm sharing.
Great. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. You just appreciate the Lord tonight. Amen. Let's get into the Word of God. Amen. I know you come tonight to hear from Him. Amen. So we're just going to say some words here tonight that I believe that this has been a series that we've been speaking on at my church. And it has really been a blessing at the church. It's really let people see themselves in a very wonderful way. And I'm just praying tonight that you'll just catch the vision tonight of what the Lord has for you. So we would like to get our Bibles tonight, if we would, and turn to St. John chapter 11. And we would begin reading in verse 22, and then we'll just have a couple of other places. We won't read the whole scripture, but maybe after tonight's service, you'll probably want to go home and read it. Amen. Amen. Because I don't want you just to see, and this could go so many different ways, but what we would like to share with you tonight, and pray that this will be a blessing to you, but we'd like to speak on a little thought, and we'd like to entitle it, The Voice That Summons All Things in Us.
Right.
Amen. Because I believe that's it's very important that it's more important than just coming to church.
Right.
It's more important than just filling a pew. Amen. It's more important than just saying, well, I go to church and I'm a part of this and I'm part of that. But there's something in that you must hear.
Right.
And that is a voice that is crying out in this day. Because that voice that's crying out is crying out to bring us to a full resurrection.
That's right.
I believe that. Amen. So let's take our Bibles, if you would. And we would begin reading. Let's just move to verse 21. And it says, Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Can you testify to that?
Yeah.
Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. Now let's just slip down to verse 34. And said, Where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened one of the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? I hope you're catching something here. Everybody is looking at the situation. I'm glad God don't look at the situation. Everybody's looking at the condition. I'm glad God don't look at the condition. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God? In verse 39, I'm sorry, it says, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God? Verse 43. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth,
Amen.
Bound hand and foot, with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you tonight, Lord, that you would bless the reading of the word. And Father, I pray, Lord, that these words that your servant will bring, Lord, that they will open and just be an encouragement to each one of us here, Lord, as we go through this life and we go through our trials and our heartaches and our testings. And Lord, we know that each one of us, Father, we have our own things that we have to deal with in this life, Lord. But God, we know that you don't look at circumstances and you don't look at situations, God. Lord, you just look at results. And we thank you, Lord, that you would bless us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. The Lord richly bless you tonight. Now, we want to take this thought. Now, there was many different ways that we could have gone. And I was just asking the Lord, I just want to be what would be pleasing to you to speak to the saints here tonight. And we want to show you tonight this and give you a little understanding of Lazarus' resurrection. And we want to see something here, and I want to read something to you that the prophet of God shares with us in the Revelation Jesus Christ series. He says, now that's the same thing that takes place right here. The church was taken up into heaven, and John now is brought up with it. It's a type of the resurrected. As we took it last night and find out that this same voice.
Right.
Now, there ain't two voices, my brother and sister. You have to hear this voice. It's the only voice that has the power to draw things out of you, to pull you out of the condition that you're in. Hallelujah. That's the voice that you must hear in this hour. Amen. It's a voice that's crying out. It's a voice within a voice. It is the voice of the resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to what he says here. Now, we want to keep this line of thought. It's the same voice. And find out that the same voice that summoned him to look back on earth, that was the same voice that summoned him to come up.
Right.
Oh, every Christian, the very voice that summoned you one day there in Kentucky, Charlie, to turn around. Is the same voice that summons you. Come up.
Amen.
Aren't you glad of that, Brother Evans?
Yeah.
That voice that said, turn around.
Right.
Now, I don't know what you heard.
Come on.
But if you're not living the life you used to live,
yeah.
If you're not covered up with all the dead things
yeah.
that used to be around you,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. And you're living a life that's resurrected, a life that goes beyond all things.
Amen.
A life that will carry you through the hardest trials
Hallelujah.
Of your life.
Glory.
It's that voice
yes.
that is bringing you to that place.
You,
oh, hallelujah. I ask you tonight, saints, have you heard this voice?
Amen.
Now, we want to see in our scripture tonight just where the voice was coming out of. You know where it was coming out of?
Oh,
the Word.
Glory to God.
The promised Word.
Yes.
The manifested Word of this hour.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I said, that's where we find out. And the prophet of God said that when God does something the first time, he never changes. So if you got a plan of getting out of here, my brother and sister, you better be hearing the voice that's coming out of the Word. Woo! Hallelujah. Because I want you to notice here tonight that Lazarus was in a condition.
Come on.
And from what we see, he was in a bad condition.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But there's a mystery that lays within this scripture, my brother and sister. Because Jesus wasn't worried.
Amen. That's right.
All right.
That's right.
I'm glad he don't worry. Lord, take my worries from me.
Glory.
Take away my frets.
Yes.
Take away my weaknesses.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I give them all to you.
Yes,
Amen.
Praise God.
So we find out that in this scripture, there was a man who was in a condition. And this condition that he was in was probably worse than you've ever been in. And we think God can't handle it.
Praise the Lord.
I'm here to tell you tonight, there's a voice that can speak you out of any condition that you're dealing with right now. I don't care if it's bitterness. I don't care if it's anger. I don't care if it's resentfulness. I don't care what it is. I don't care what spirit's troubling you. I don't care what kind of condition you're in, my brother and sister. There is a voice that can call you out. There is a voice that will lift you out of the dead things of this world. Praise God. Amen. So we see now it is the same voice. And this is the voice that transcends dimensions.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
The prophet of God said Lazarus was on a four-day journey. But that didn't stop the voice, did it? That voice has the power to transcend dimension.
Amen.
For there was a man, and the prophet of God said, we don't even know where he was. He said he was on a four-day journey. Now, we know according to the scripture and the understanding now that the prophet has brought us that it was in paradise.
Right.
It was a place called paradise.
Amen. That's right.
I'll tell you, can you imagine what it was like when Lazarus, when he finally just stepped into that place? But you know what? There was something that he went down with. It was called potentials. And if you notice, that's what Jesus was looking at. He was trying to show Martha something. Because see, Martha had an understanding of him.
Oh my.
But not as the resurrection.
Right.
Oh Lord, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, hallelujah, saints. That lets me know that the resurrection ain't just an event by itself, but it's a person.
Amen.
And you've got to have that person in you. Whoa, hallelujah. Amen. So we want to see here tonight this man in the condition that he was in, that he was being called out of a condition. And I want you, as we progress in our message, I want you to see the condition that he was in. Because when we look at him, I want you to see what Jesus saw. Mary said, oh, he stinketh. He's been in there 4 days. This is the way it works. But not when he's around.
Hallelujah.
I said things work different when he's around. See, nobody was expecting a resurrection. He comes in a way the way you need him. You say, Lord, will you come in my life? He says, I'll come in the hour when you need me the most. He's never late. He's always on time. You know why? Because he saw your life before the foundation of the world. He saw you in the condition you were in. He saw what you would go through. He saw what you would become. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let's just read something and see what Jesus saw. Because Lazarus is fixing to be resurrected into something. Let's see what Jesus said. This is it. From the beginning, it wasn't so. He says, now watch. The Father told him one day, Lazarus going to die. I want you to go away. It's going to be so many days. Jesus, without warning of anything, obeyed the Father and went away. They sent to him. Said, Lazarus sick. Come pray for him. Jesus just went on. They sent again. He just kept going.
Yeah.
Finally, after the time was fulfilled that the Father had showed him.
Amen.
Oh, saints, can you see something here tonight? Lazarus wasn't just being resurrected into life, but Lazarus was being resurrected into a vision.
Oh my.
I'm asking you tonight if you caught the vision of your resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I said, have you caught the vision of your resurrection? Lazarus was being brought to something. But before he could get there, there were some things that had to be removed. There were some things that had to get out of the way. There were some things that had to roll back. Hallelujah. There's some things that is between you and your resurrection. Lazarus laid in a condition. 4 days. You talk about stinking. Everybody around that place, and I preach this message too, how to overcome stinking thinking. Everybody was thinking on stinking. Their thoughts was about stinking. A rotten body. Dead things. Putrefied. Oh, man, he's going to open this thing up. You say, Brother Branham said, why didn't he remove the stone himself? He said, because there's something you have to do. Are you willing to take him at his word? The prophet said he was testing Martha to find out if she would take him at his word. How about you tonight? How about you tonight? Can you take him at his word? When things are the worst that they are, when the family's falling apart, when your marriage is falling apart, when your children are running to the world, can you still look at them and say, I claim them, Lord. I claim them. I applied the token.
Hallelujah.
Lazarus is being resurrected to an understanding. An understanding of what the Father saw of him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen to what he says. He says, the Father told him one day, finally, after the time was fulfilled that the Father had showed him. Amen. Amen. See, Lazarus wasn't just being lifted into life, but he was being lifted into a vision.
Amen. Amen.
A vision of what the Father, a vision of what Jesus saw of him.
Amen.
See, sometimes you might not understand why things go the way they go, but you have to continually trust him. And you got to stop stinking thinking.
Amen.
You got to stop thinking the way the devil wants you to think and start thinking the way God wants you to see it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Praise God. See, we have to realize something. We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Now, his choice was sovereign. Amen?
Amen. That's right.
It had to be sovereign. But now the question you want to ask yourself is, how did God make his choice sovereign?
Right.
Because he didn't. God didn't go, well, let's see. I like him. Right. I don't like him. He's got red hair. He's no. Black hair, no.
Uh-huh.
I think he might. No, I will do. No. No. What made God's choice sovereign is that it was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Your choice, his choice of you was based, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
On shed blood.
That's right.
Do you realize that when you was in God, that thought, that attribute was baptized by the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world? When God saw you, blood was already covering you, saints. Hallelujah! Glory! His choice is sovereign. And it has to be based on blood. God didn't just choose you because He thought you looked good. But God chose you because His blood was shed for you in His mind. You were His choice. Oh, He baptized you. He saturated your attribute. No wonder you come to the Word. No wonder you accept the promise of this age. No wonder you hear the voice of this hour. My question tonight, I'm asking you, is have you seen yourself in the vision? Have you caught the vision of what He saw of you? Or are we just living that mundane life, coming to church, just barely making it? Over in the book of Revelations, the Bible talks about that there was a dragon. And there was a Michael. And the prophet shares with us that Michael was Christ in that angelic. But here's this great dragon. And Michael has the power to kick him out. Have you done that? Are you the anointed one? That's what Christ means.
Hallelujah.
No, we come to church anointed with the great dragon. Drag on the church. Drag on the pair of ties. Drag on just to give a testimony. We come to church singing the blues. Woo! Have you caught the vision of what God saw of you? Amen. It ain't the circumstance. It ain't the condition. It's what God said you are. It's what God called you. Now you may have a lot of people calling you different things. I'm sure you got family members that call you things that you probably wouldn't want to tell us.
Amen.
But you don't have to worry about what everybody else calls you.
Amen.
The thing you have to be concerned about is what the Father calls you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what we have to be concerned about. Not what someone else is saying, but what He sees of us. And He saw Lazarus resurrected.
Amen.
In a resurrected form. Living a resurrected life. Overcoming dead things. Boy, most of us can't overcome dead things. You know that? You know, there's a type of person in this world. And they are called necrophiliacs. Now, if you don't know what that is, a necrophiliac is a person that loves dead things. I'll even go one deeper. They love to have intimate, I'm being careful in here with children, intimate relationship with dead things. They cannot release the dead thing. There's some kind of emotional bond that they won't release it. But God says it's dead. God said, I killed it at the altar. I killed it in a back room. I killed it behind a barn.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
You know what I think our problem is? We got a lot of spiritual necrophiliacs in the message. And they're having trouble letting go of the dead things of this world. And if God says it's dead, let it go.
Amen.
Why would we want to have fellowship with dead things? Nobody wanted to roll that stone back. He stinketh. I mean, this is how far it goes. And you're going to roll that thing back? Brother Branham said his nose had caved in, said the maggots was eating him up. Oh, I'll tell you something, saints of God. There was so much going on in that tomb that it would take almost a month just to dig into it. But could you imagine that if Lazarus coming forth and after his resurrected life, say he got married? Because everything died. There wasn't nothing left living. Even his germ of life. Everything was dead, my brother and sister. I'll tell you something. When God saved you, he saved you. And he's not expecting you to crawl back into the cave. He don't want you to go back to the dead things. He's telling you it's time to release the dead things. You've got to release that spirit that's trying to get you to hold to the dead things of this world. Woo, rotten, smelly, putrefied. Can you imagine what everybody was thinking when he said, you got to roll back the stone. See, there's something you got to do.
Amen.
You got to get away and get that thing between you
Amen.
And the voice.
Amen.
Now you think about this, because this is the voice that summoned John. And Brother Branham said, it's the same voice that spoke to you and said, be baptized in the name of Acts 2:38. So that same voice that spoke to Lazarus is speaking to you in this hour. That's why I say this resurrection has come to you. Because Christ is the Word. And that voice is speaking through the Word of this hour. Hallelujah. Hey, man to God. You believe that?
Amen.
And now, see, you are already resurrected.
Oh my.
When God raised him up,
Amen.
He raised you.
That's right.
The Son is just now on you, and now you are growing into the blossom like him. He was to be resurrected in the last day. Your potentials you have now. In other words, the rapture
Amen.
Has come for you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord.
Oh my.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, church, I tell you, that's done something for me.
Amen.
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 The Word came for Lazarus. No circumstance. No situation, no flesh is going to stand. No stone, no rock, no nothing's going to stand between you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's why I ask you, where do you find yourself? Have you caught the resurrection? When Lazarus came forth, he did not come forth with a full understanding of who and what had took place until a few things had to be done. Oh my. Well, I came to this message. I've been in this message for 30 years and been in the way. Yeah, that's about it. You've been in the way. You need to get out of the way and let God, let the voice speak to you. Get yourself out of the way. Now, I want to share something with you here tonight. And if I could use our young brother here, I'd like to share something with you and hope this will be a blessing to you. Maybe just stand right there, brother. But take your Bibles, if you would, and just turn over there to verse 43. Verse 43, and let's just see what the Lord has. And notice what it said. Now, brother, you're going to have to be dead. Okay, that means you can't talk, you have to be dead, okay? And at no time will anybody be killed at this. But we want to show something here. Now watch this. And he that was dead, oh my, ain't halfway. He was dead.
Amen.
He was graveyard dead. He was 4 days dead. He was rotten. He was corrupt. Man, it sounds like a bunch of us out in sin, don't it? Filled with every kind of dead thing around us. Had all kinds of stuff. But oh my, that voice was calling us.
You've got to hear
that voice. Lazarus, 4 days in a journey, and just as he was there in paradise, all of a sudden the voice said, Lazarus, come forth. Maybe he'd got down there in paradise, he began to tell about the wonderful mystery that was going on the earth. But maybe it wasn't meant for that time and season. And maybe he was just getting ready to reveal something about the Christ. And he said, Lazarus, come forth!
Amen.
That'll come in its time and in its season. But now watch this. The Bible says, watch. It says, and he that was dead came forth, watch now, bound hand and foot. So what we're going to do here is we're going to wrap you around with this, because this represents grave clothes. Okay? So you just hold that right there. Let me wrap you around here just like this. See, he's dead. He didn't even help hold it, see? He's doing a good job. All right. Now, we're going to bound him. Oh, hallelujah. I feel good tonight. We're going to bound him hand and foot. We're going to wrap him all the way around. Oh, my. Just these old dead grave clothes, rotten, smelly things all over him. And the Bible said that they put a napkin over his head. Napkin was upon his head. So now we're seeing a condition. Now, what a condition. And that didn't stop God. Come on. But now I want you to watch this. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Amen.
He's resurrected. He's resurrected.
Yeah.
But he's still bound.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
He's still got some dead things on him.
Yeah.
Huh? He just hadn't come to that place yet.
Amen.
Because that voice has to set him free.
Okay. That's right.
How bad do you want to be free? How bad do you want it? Get rid of that stinking thinking. And start thinking even greater. Martha said something. She didn't even realize what she was saying. She said, even now, Lord. That's what we've got to have, saints, to get over stinking thinking, to get beyond the dead things of this world. We got to say, Lord, I see this happening, but even now, Lord. God, I see this sickness in my body, but even now, Lord. That's what you ought to cry. Even now, Lord.
Hallelujah.
A resurrected Son of God. And look at the condition he's in. He's still bound. He's still got dead things. Woo, who wants to be around something dead? Lord, by now he stinketh. Lord, by now. Brother Branham said he was testing her.
Amen.
To find out if she would really take him at his word. See, God will bring things in your life sometimes. He will test you to the point. And when he comes to that place and he sees that you have caught the vision, then he will say, loose him and let him go. Loose her. Set her free.
Hallelujah.
But there's a resurrected son. Now notice this. Are you ready? He can't do nothing. He can do nothing. And here's the thing. He didn't wrap himself in this stuff.
That's all right, brother.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See, there's some of us sitting in this message, we got things still wrapped around us our mom and dad said about us. We got things wrapped around us that somebody, some person, some family member, some church, other somewhere, some preacher told you this, told you that, and it's wrapped around you. But I'm here to tell you, that voice can set you free. Lazarus did not control what was wrapped around him. Lazarus had no control of the dead clothes that was upon him, the binding that took place in him. See? He had no power, but he had something within. Oh, there's something within me. Got a hold of the rein. There's something deep inside of me that when it gets so bad, I know that it's going to come forth. And I want you to notice, here was that word, the promised word of the hour. He had come to the point where there had to be a resurrection. There was a vision that had to be fulfilled. There's a vision in your life you've got to catch. You've got to see yourself not like this.
Amen.
Not like this. I don't know what somebody might have called you, but whatever it did, it affected you your whole life. You can't even get free of it. Things still wrapped around you. Think of that. All that death and corruption underneath it all. My brother's doing a good job there. I had my father doing that. He's 82 years old. And I put his legs too tight. But he stood there. He made it. But I want you to notice this. Because we're getting into something here. Here he is. He can't get out himself. Stop trying to figure the thing out yourself. Stop trying to work the situation out. Turn it over to Jesus. Just give yourself to Him. The voice will do the work. The voice will take care of the problem. But you've got to commit yourself. You've got to surrender. In other words, you've got to be dead. Oh, help us, Lord. Listen to that. The same voice that was calling. Finally, after that time was fulfilled, the Father had showed him, and our friend Lazarus sleepeth. Just like the little maid was sleeping. Everybody said, she's dead. She's this. Just like when you go to a funeral, everybody said, he's dead. But you know there's something inside that person. And you can speak a different language. Because Jesus said in his language, made arise. See, your language can change in a time of death. You can speak of eternal things. And Jesus came to her, Brother Branham said, because she was predestinated. She wasn't dead. She was sleeping. He had to go and prove his word. See, there's more of the vision than you just being resurrected in Christ. But that same voice that's called you out is the same voice that said, loose him and let him go. Loose him. Set him free. Oh, I'll tell you what. What we don't realize is the power that God has given us as brothers and sisters to help each other. Amen. Hallelujah. Loose that one. Set him free. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Notice. The resurrection didn't come to the grave clothes. The resurrection didn't come to the grave clothes. But the resurrection came to what was already in him, the potential to rise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I hope this is blessing you tonight. no more grave clothes.
Amen.
No more binding. No more dead things wrapped around you. You now stand. Are you ready? Come here, brother. Now he's in a different condition. We don't see these things no more. You ready? Justified. As though it never happened in the first place. Justified. It was never there. Hallelujah. Don't let somebody lie to you. Don't you listen to the devil. You've got to catch the vision of what God saw of you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory! Praise God! Oh my! Think of that. Little eagle in the barnyard. Just a ugly looking guy. He just didn't fit in with the rest of the chickens. And he tried to. They tried to make him a Baptist. They tried to make him a Catholic. They tried to make him an Episcopalian. They tried to make him this. They tried to make him that. Oh, they tried to. Oh, man, I tell you, he was just a sight. He was an oddball.
Right.
He could never do anything right. When the time come for the big scene, Mom, we don't want him singing with us. Well, why not? Bark, 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 bark. Because he just doesn't know how to sing. His voice just don't sound like we were singing Amazing Grace the other day. Mock, 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 mock. Oh, Mom, we were just going so good. And we were coming right to the point, and we were in front of the head bishop of the chicken yard, and we were just there. It was there. We could feel it, and we just knew he was going to come in. And he went, bog, 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 bog. And Mom, he did that noise.
Ah! Hallelujah.
He ruined it all, Mom.
Oh, my.
Ain't that what happened when you came into your family? You were the oddball. You just never fit in. You didn't want to do what everybody else did. Nothing ever worked for you. Here was that little guy. Every time he'd open his mouth, he couldn't say nothing. He couldn't even go, bah, bah, bah. It wasn't in him. Because he come from a different egg. But one day, he was out in the chicken yard. And all of a sudden, something big flew over. And he spread its wings out. And it began to circle around him. And oh my, the chickens headed for the roost. And there was a cry that went out. The pig heard it. The dog heard it. Dog returned to his vomit. The pig went back to his waller. But the eagle said, something just, and he raised his voice up, and then he looked down and he saw that shadow and he spread his wings out, and in a miniature form, he said, Rana! That's eagle talk for, that looks like me! And the voice cried, ah! And he looked back up and he went, ah! And the voice went, ah! And for the first time, he was lifted up.
Amen.
And he was flying. Woo! He was just flying.
Hey, look at me, I'm doing something here. I actually went to church 2 times in a week. And you know what? I paid my tithes and the preacher didn't even have to get after me. I think I'm going to fly backwards a little bit. And then all of a sudden, boom! Found out he couldn't fly higher than the fence post. So the voice screamed again. And here it is. The prophet said that the reason the eagle can fly to the heights that it flies to is because of the fresh kill meat it eats. Now here it is. Then what lifted that little eagle out of the barnyard if he didn't have fresh kill meat? What was it that lifted him up? It was a revelation of who he was. Amen. That revelation brought you out of carnality. That revelation brought you out of a denominational church. You didn't have all the fresh kill meat of this hour, but you had enough to lift yourself up, to fly over the hawk, and look back and go... You know why? Because that day, that eagle received something. And you want to know what it was? It's the rising of the sun. Amen. Oh! One day, the story goes, that little eagle, that old eagle flew over the barnyard. She was looking everywhere and she found him. Oh! For that resurrection. Amen. To recognize that he really wasn't a chicken.
Amen.
After all.
That's right. Amen.
It was the revelation,
yes,
of who you were that lifted you out of sin, that lifted you out of carnality, that carried you up to the higher heights. But oh my, I tell you, when the Lord quickened that to me, I said, oh my, that little guy never had fresh kill meat. Brother Branham said he was just barely getting by. He was just trying to eat the dead bugs and trying to get the thing. We got to be careful with what we eat. You got to be careful what church you go and visit. You don't know what they might be serving. Well, brother so-and-so, he allows this, and they do this, and they do that. Well, that may be brother so-and-so. But you got to get a revelation of who your pastor is. See? You've got to understand God wants you to come. Is this helping you tonight? Is this blessing you? Now you stand as though it never happened in the first place. You stand justified. No dead things around you. No binding. I sure hope you ain't carrying these dead clothes around. You've been loosed. You've been set free. You are no longer bound by what that person said you were. You'd be surprised how many people's lives are controlled by one circumstance that happens in their life. You'd be surprised how a lot of people see everybody else get blessed and they get upset because they're not getting blessed the same way. And you know what it is? The blessing looks good on somebody else. But then when the blessing would come on you, you might not be able to handle it. It's the truth. You saw, man, that dress, you'll say, sister says to another, that dress looks so good on her. I'm going to go out and buy me a dress. I mean, her husband bought her that dress. He just got a new job. They got a little bit of money, and he went out and bought her a dress. I'm going to go out. I'm going to get me a dress. No, I'm going to get my honey to buy me a dress. So he gives you the money. You go out and buy the dress. You put the dress on, and she looks like a gazelle, but you look like a water buffalo.
Come on,
brother. Amen. And now the next thing, you're upset at the sister.
My God.
And she hadn't even done anything.
Right.
And now when she walks by church,
God bless.
Dead things. Dead things. Oh, you don't want to be around dead things. You should be set free of those things. Oh, yeah. And you look out there and you see a brother. He says, oh, man, look at that big four-wheel drive he's got. Man, well, you know, he did. He got him a new job. Yeah, he's doing real good. I'll tell you what. I'd look better in that four-wheel drive than he did. Besides, he's bald-headed and ugly. I'd look good driving in that van. And see, you wanting somebody else's blessing, and it's not even meant for you. But God has something for you. You just got to surrender to what He will give you. And stop trying to look in somebody else's blessing. You get yourself in trouble. You tear a church up. Yeah. Come to the place where you don't even... If she's going to be there Wednesday night, I'm not being there.
Oh, man.
And I used to sit up front, but I'm going to sit further back. And then you sit further back. And then that spirit gets you more. More, and the next thing you know, you're out the door. That's the truth. See, you've got to realize, if God gives you a place, and He wants you to get behind, you know, that's why I always, Rebecca in the Bible, always admired her. You know why? Because she wasn't a camel hopper. She rode the one camel.
Amen.
All the way to the promise. Man, we got people in the message jumping from this church to that church to this. Man, you want to know where the next preacher is? All you got to do is get on the internet and you find, well, he was over here in this state. Now he's over here. And man, he was just right over here the other day. And that, no wonder people so messed up in this message. The ministry can't even get themselves together.
My God.
See, we got to be careful with the dead things. But we born again believers, we who love the Lord, we who are resurrected, we have a Savior. Amen? We have someone that sticketh closer than a brother. We have someone that we can tell our every thoughts to. My, what would we do without Facebook? Yeah. What would we do without that ability to be able to just gabber and talk and gossip? Man, I tell you, it's bad when the preacher finds out what's going on in his church and he don't even know what's going on. And somebody comes up and says, brother, I hear you're having trouble in your church. Really? Where did you hear that? My Facebook account. Well, where did you hear that? Well, there was a sister. And this sister told this sister. My question is, here you are a son of God. Here you are a daughter of God. We don't realize how fast the devil has trapped people today. That's the truth. He is slick. Let me tell you something. The king and queen of Egypt fail by Facebook. And they live on a river called the Nile. And most of us live on a river called denial. Come on, church. Let me share a little thought with you. This is something that I feel like the Lord has helped me with. It's when in our natural life, you young sisters, you should never allow a young man to come into your life until your father knows him. And if he's not man enough to come up to him and say, I would like to see your daughter, he ain't worth having. And if he's Facebooking you and texting you and all this stuff like that, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, something ain't right. The only thing I know that works that late are bats and roaches and lizards. snakes. But you watch this. He comes up to you, and I like to go out with you. Well, you'll have to talk to my father, because no boy comes into my life unless my father knows it. Then why does that change when Facebook gets involved? Why are you befriending this boy and befriending this man? This sister's befriending this brother, and this brother's befriending. And the next thing you know, you're winding yourself up in chat rooms and this, that, and the other. And it ain't got to be chat rooms. It can be games. I know a young man right now that played games on the internet. And the next thing you know, he got involved with one of these games that you go into chat rooms. And then he got involved with this young woman who had the same marital problems that he had. Two sore arm buddies just trying to kill each other. And they're just telling their intimate, most deepest secrets of their pain and sorrow and how their mate is not this and that. I'll tell you what, you better be careful who you talk to. You better be careful what sister that you go up and you tell them about your problems in life. Because you don't know if she's filled with the Holy Ghost or not. And the next time she walks up and shakes your husband's hand, she might hold it a little longer. Man, how did we get into this and we was in the Lazarus?
Praise God.
It's because if we're not careful, we allow the dead things. We love the dead things and we don't realize it because in our spirit, something hasn't been cleaned out yet. And in our spirit, we may find out we're still a spiritual necrophiliac. Still wanting dead things. Still wanting romance. Stop romancing the dead things.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's an hour now of a resurrection.
Amen.
This ain't meant to get on to you. This is just meant to open your eyes and to help you see how easy we can get so trapped in our single mundane life. And the next thing you know, you're talking, here you are. You find yourself in a condition now where you don't have a husband and now you're alone and now you've got this internet and you can talk to anybody in the world. And now you don't feel single. You don't feel alone anymore. Because that becomes our Savior. And if we're not careful, we find ourselves trapping ourselves just like the world traps themselves. Oh, for the resurrection. You know, the prophet of God talked to David, the King David, and he said one of his problems was that he would come to a certain place and he would come up on the top of the palace and he would look and there was Bathsheba, a naked woman, and he said she just forgot to pull the shades down. Well, see, even David had trouble with looking at naked women through windows.
All right. Good God Almighty.
All right.
See, what's that website? www.seebathshebanaked.com. Time for resurrection in our life, saints. Time for resurrection in our life. We become so trapped with these things. We can't even drive down the road without having a cell phone. We take our stress, we take our worries, we take our bills right there in the car. Because that's the way this age is. It's anointed for those things. And if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves. And how many people have said they've been on their phone and they were talking about something and they stepped out of their vehicle and they walked away and went in the house and their little baby was in the back seat and he died of heat exhaustion. You've got to be careful. You've got to use wisdom. Because if you don't, you will find yourself, those dead things will be a part of your life. You will find yourself spending untold hours going on this and going on that. And there's no wonder there's spirits that's running rampant. Because we just invite those spirits right into our house. Help us, Lord. The time has come for a resurrection in our life. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Just remember, young sister, if you would not allow a young man in this natural world, don't ever allow a man to talk to you or speak to you, because that's totally against headship. Amen. You will find yourself quicker in trouble if you find yourself sneaking around and letting those things be a part of your life. Get yourself free. Get set free. Help us, Lord. Oh, my. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that little eagle, he come to a resurrection. He came to a reality of who he was. And he wasn't staying in that filth no more. He was being lifted out of that condition. Help us. See, we don't think twice about setting an atmosphere in the house. And we can set our atmosphere in the house. We who have the token. But if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves allowing ourselves to get caught up. And see, the reason the internet is designed the way it is because it will bring mass hypnosis. Look at all these riots that are going. Look at all these young kids. They get on here and they say, tell each other they're going to meet at a certain store, and the next thing you know, they're robbing and stealing. Somebody implanted that thought. Somebody put it out there. We've got a world falling apart right now. We got the Arab world. And you know what I think it is? It's preparing Israel. Because Israel's being surrounded, my brother and sister. And it don't look like right now the United States is being very friendly. So I tell you, instead of listening to all this stuff they're saying about the world, you watch Israel. You watch and see what's happening with Israel. Because look at her. She's getting surrounded. And she ain't just getting surrounded, but she's getting surrounded by military power, missiles that she's never had to face before. But it's going home time, my brother and sister. We're getting to a place we got to get rid of the dead things. We've been set free. We're resurrected sons and daughters of God. And we should not be carrying these dead things around anymore. We're free. Help us, Lord. Lord, give us wisdom. Help us, Lord God, just to surrender. Just to set ourselves, Lord, that the voice can speak. And when that voice speaks, it will bring forth, it will summons everything that you have in me. It will come out. All that you saw of me will come. But I first got to roll back these things. I got to get separated from these things, Lord. I got to get that what is between me and that voice and get it rolled back. Oh, you might need somebody to pray with you. You might need somebody to get down and have a prayer meeting with you. If that's what it takes to roll it away, help us, Lord. No more grave clothes. I'm sure Lazarus didn't walk around with him no more. I'm sure Lazarus didn't say, you know, I used to be in this. Let me show you this. You've got to overcome that stinking thinking. The prophet of God said you have to do the opposite. You have to approach it the opposite way. If you're a person and you got to be number one, be number two. If you're a person, if you're a person, you think you got to preach, let somebody else preach. If you got to wear the best, got to go to the best store and buy the best clothes and you know, just dress yourself all up with some of the finest looking duds and dudes and all those things, go to Walmart. You don't need those name brands. They get you out there and they call you all kinds of things. And I said, well, you wouldn't wear mine. Oh, yeah, well, I'll show you. Watch this. I got some money. I'll buy that. That's one of the greatest tricks that they have in salesmanship. Is they make you feel demeaned that you can. I knew a man who sold televisions. And he was the best television salesman you've ever seen. Because what he would do, he would make a person feel that they couldn't afford that. Well, this is more your style here. This will be what you would like to. Well, what about this one over here? Well, that's just a little bit. You know, the knobs in it. This here, this would be good for your family and fit your style and maybe your. Well, I'm going to get, you know. Yeah. You go into some place, and they'll say, and if you buy it now, you better watch the knife go in your back right there. Zero finance for 6 whole months. You don't have to pay nothing. We'll bring this water thing into your house. 6 months, you don't pay nothing. But you do after 6 months! They don't care. They just want to get it in your house. Oh, my. Help us, Lord. We got to get beyond the stinking thinking. Get beyond the things that just, you know what our trouble is? We surround ourselves with things that hurt us. We surround ourselves with things that weaken us. That's what happens. Because we're not in the place where we should be. Because if we were where we should be, we wouldn't be surrounding ourselves and taking our time and robbing these things and having to go out, I just can't wait for this new thing to come so I can put it in the house. And you got 550 other things here, and you can't even walk through your house. You almost got to do an electric slide or something, you know, just to walk through the house or something, you know. Something like this, you know. Well, yeah, just come on in the house, Pastor. Just follow the path. There you go. Well, that's what the Bible says. Said he does on his housetop and stuff in the house. Why he thinks he's on the housetop? Because his house is full of stuff. He ain't got no room. The anointed things of this world. Ain't good enough to have one cell phone. We've got to have a pager. And then we got to have this over here and have this here and this here. Next thing you know, it's like Batman's utility belt or something, you know? It's the truth. Some young boy walk around and he's got his phone and he's doing this number like this, you know, and you just think he's the coolest thing, little sister. And he just humped over and he's just doing like. And then if you looked at it, it said dead battery. See, so you better be careful. You might wind up bearing a dead battery. See, that's what it's about. See, we get ourselves caught up in this. Because it's an age where these things are anointed. And I really believe I understand now why these games they have, and now they're getting phones that are speeding faster, and I think they're getting it so fast that people are going to literally go insane. That they cannot keep up with those games. That they cannot keep up with this signal. And they can't keep up with that. And people will spend more time trying to find a signal instead of spending time reading a book or a message or a tape. Got to get that signal. Got to find that signal. You paid $500 for that and you got to hunt for a signal? See how they trap us? Help us, Lord. I hope this has been a blessing to you tonight, saints. We're trying to see something here, and we're trying to see that we've got to get beyond the stinking thinking and see ourselves the way God sees us.
Amen.
God sees us. It's a finished product. God don't look at the fault or the failure that you go through, the prophet of God says, but God sees you as a finished product. And you've got to trust in what He sees. And stop listening to what the devil says. Brother Branham says, if it's God's thinking or the devil's thinking. He says, if it's contrary to the word, it's the devil's thinking. Boy, that'd be a short message, wouldn't it? But we got to get rid of the dead things. Because now we stand justified as though it never happened. What do you think the change of the body is? It's where you are coming to a place. Your body's going to be changed as though this never happened to begin with. Jesus was fixing to be crucified, and Peter took a sword. And have you ever read that real quick? You ever read that where Jesus said, Peter, put up your sword again? That's something about, that's just something about that comfort when you got something that you can use, you know. Put it up again. That thing has caused you problems, now put it up again. And he cut the ear off, and the ear fell down there, and the blood splattered everywhere, and the ear fell down there, and Jesus didn't get all upset. He just reached down, picked up the ear, put it back on, as though it never happened to begin with. And that's what he's wanting to bring you to. But we've got to get rid of the dead things. We've got to get beyond all this stench and all this world carnality and all these things. Oh, have you had the latest this? Oh, we got to get the latest this. The question we ought to ask yourself is why? Why do we have to have it? Because everybody else has it. And you just don't fit in right. You mean to tell me you would go out on the road with your family and not have a cell phone? Well, there was a day we didn't have a cell phone, and if we broke down, we got on our knees and we prayed, and God sent somebody. See, Satan wants us, here it is, Satan wants us to get comfortable. He wants us to get comfortable in this world. He don't want us to leave this world. And he wants to take our mind and he wants to pervert it. That's why it's so dangerous when you get these movies and things like that. And the next thing you know, you say, well, I need something to spice up my marriage.
Oh, my.
You better be careful, because the next thing you know, you got a garden scenario. You got your wife, you got you, and you got the serpent.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And if you're not careful, you'll get a garden scenario. And the next thing you know, you'll start watching this, you'll start watching that. This won't seem so bad, that won't seem so bad. And the next thing you know, you don't realize it, but what's happening is you have perverted the own innocence of your marriage. And you didn't even realize what you was doing. But you have an innocence between you and your wife. And when you bring something in, if you're not careful, the next thing you know, if you're not careful, You'll start desiring what you see on that screen and you'll want her to be doing it. And then the next thing you know, you'll start cheapening your relationship with your wife. And don't tell me it don't happen in this message. Because I've dealt with men in this message who have ruined their lives, ruined their marriage. Oh, it seemed like it was okay. Oh, you know, hey, we've come to agreement with this, but be careful. Because if you're not, one can get weak, the other one can be weak, and this can happen and that can happen. And I'm trying to tell you, we've got to get away from the dead things.
Amen.
Kind of go through here and go, is there anything dead around here?
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you, ain't nothing worse than a dead rat. Especially when you poison him. And he dies up in your house somewhere.
Yeah.
The smell is horrid. And it's because you poisoned him instead of using the rat trap. And he crawls up and he dies and he deteriorates and he magnifies and he does everything else and you have to deal with it. Of course, the way our economy's getting any more, man, we might all have to wind up eating rats before long, you know. Well, they don't say they taste too bad. They say they taste like cheese, so I don't know. All right, now listen. Jesus said, I go and wake him, watch him stand. See, there was no question. He saw the vision. God wants you to catch the vision of your resurrection. He wants you to catch the vision of what He saw of you. He wants you to catch the vision of what He's wanting to bring you to. And we have to get rid of the dead things. We've got to do it. Help us, Lord. Let me just finish up here. The Lord bless you. I hope this has been a blessing to you tonight and it's just encouraged you and helped you. It says, Lazarus, come forth. You say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart. Can you see him shining in the church? Lazarus, come forth. And here he comes, wrapped in grave clothes. Watch, but he was resurrected. Oh, Lord, when the Lord showed me that, that just touched my heart so much. Because I knew there's still more. That's where people think, oh, well, I'm in this now. There's no, no, you got to keep going.
That's exactly right.
You got to get rid of the dead things. You got to ask the Lord, Lord, is there anything in my heart where I want to romance a dead thing? And I want to have an intimate relationship with something dead? Oh, hallelujah. There it is. That's how you overcome. Even now. Even now, Lord.
Amen.
You can do it. I hope tonight that even now, if you can search in your heart and you can see, Lord, maybe I'm just not at the place where I ought to be. Lord, maybe I've kind of just trapped myself, Lord. And Lord, it's because I'm weak. Lord, I need you to fill that empty place in my life. I need you now more than ever, Lord. Lord, I find myself fighting spirits. See, that's what the internet will do, my brother and sister. It will make you, it will pull things out of you that you didn't even know was in you. We've got young kids that are seeing things. Their minds are being pumped. Schools today are pumping them with every kind of sexual perverted life. And their bodies can't even produce what their minds are being filled with. What a perverted world we live in. Lazarus, come forth. Can you see him come forth? Here he come, wrapped in grave clothes. He never said anything. Then after a while, Lazarus died, put him in the grave. He was stinking. Laid there 4 days, nose done dropped in, maggots in him, everything wrapped up in these clothes and things. Rock all over the top of the grave as they bury the dead in the Orient. Just a hole, they laid the rock on top of it. That didn't stop God. And I'm here to tell you, musicians, come forward. Maybe you find yourself tonight. And I really felt in my heart to bring this out tonight. I was asking the Lord, Lord, what is it that you would want me to say, Lord? I want to say what will meet the need of the church or meet the need of a person. I just want to be where it'll meet your need, their need, Lord. And maybe you're here tonight. Maybe you're at a place in your own life. You come to a crossroads. Maybe you're not where you ought to be. Maybe you just haven't come to the place where you have released the dead things. And that one little thing that's holding on to you, that one little thing you've got to release. You've got to let it go. It's got to be dead. You can't carry it around with you. To sit at the table like Lazarus did with Mary and Martha and Jesus, all the dead things have got to be gone away. A full resurrection has to come in your life. If you read the next chapter over, you'll find out there it is, the dead in Christ, the living and the Word, right there at a supper. See, all these things have to be taken out of your life. There's a song that we sing in the Message. A song that can set us free. Song that will open up our hearts. Search me, O God, and know my heart, I pray. Try me, O Savior, know my heart today. Some wicked way in me. Try me, O Savior, I humbly pray. Do y'all have that on the thing, brother? Search me, oh God, let's just take a season of time and know my heart today. Try me, oh Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray. There be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Let's all stand just for let the Holy Spirit search you tonight. Let the Holy Spirit just go into your being. Let that voice transcend the realms of your body. And let it speak where that problem is, where that struggle is. And let it say, the time is now to come forth. Say, but Lord, I can't come forth. But I say, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Come out of that condition. Come out of that circumstance. Come out of that death. Come out. Come out. Maybe there's someone here tonight with the uplifting of the hand. Say, Brother Keith, pray for me. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed. Brother Keith, I'm just not where I should be. And this message has, this voice has spoke to this place. And I'm asking you to let it come in. You're the one that has to cry out. You're the one, how bad do you want it? Do you want to be set free? Don't be like Pharaoh and want deliverance tomorrow of the frogs when deliverance can come now. Salvation can come now. Don't wait for tomorrow. You're not promised tomorrow. You might not have tomorrow. But today is the day of salvation. Today is the day where deliverance can come. Have you caught the vision of what God sees of you? Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you tonight, Lord, for this wonderful group of brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, I thank you tonight, Lord, for your word. God, I ask you that something that your servant has said would speak to each one of them, Lord, and shake us, Lord. Let us look in our life, Lord. And the prophet of God said, above all things, we must be honest with ourselves. For if we're not honest with ourselves, he said, we cannot be honest with God. That we will never be honest with God. So, Lord, I ask you, bless us tonight, Lord. Bless our brothers and sisters, Lord, in the assembly here. Those that's come tonight, Lord. I pray, God, for your message, Lord. Speak to the heart, Lord Jesus. Set us free, Lord. Give us victory, Lord. Lord, let us walk a resurrected life now, Lord Jesus. Not carrying the dead things anymore, Lord. But justified as though it never happened in the first place. Oh, thank you for the vision that you saw of us, Lord. Bless us now, we pray. Oh, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just feel his presence here tonight, saints. Oh, help us, Lord. Lord, cleanse our minds, cleanse our hearts. Set us free tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, let us catch the vision of what you saw, Lord. You don't worry, you don't fret. You took the step toward that tomb because you knew what the Father had showed you. You knew that Lazarus would come forth to the vision. Bless us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You feel free, saints? You feel like you've been washed? You feel like that voice has come down into your midst? Oh, my, there's a song. There's a song that we sing at our church. It's called Justified, and it goes like this, Kid G. Justified, justified, never done it in the first place. Justified, 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 never done it in the first place. Justified. Justified, never done it in the first place.
testify. Oh, testify. Never done enemies or first with justify. Testify.
Appreciate Brother Keith Brown tonight. Amen. I tell you, that was a real blessing. You can be seated. You can be seated. Before we leave tonight, we'll have tonight's tithes and offering, but I just wanted to express my appreciation for our precious brother just stopping this way. Amen. And always, you know, when you have a message like that, you just kind of wish everybody was here to be able to hear, you know, what was spoken, but I thank God I got my portion tonight. Amen. I heard a voice within a voice. Amen. It was the voice of God speaking through our brother here tonight, and I just pray that everybody received, amen, as God just brought his word to our hearts. Amen. How many determined not to keep dragging your problems into the house of God? Kick the dragon out of your life. Amen. Don't keep dragging that devil around. And I tell you, this was all right. And as I mentioned, the Lord just uses our brother Keith in such a way. And you know, one of those ways is just really the way he gives the types on marital, you know, relations and things of that nature. And just dealing with things. I just love the way God uses them in that manner. And I pray that everybody just kind of take that to heart. All the young sisters. Take it from a pastor that's been there, done that. He done seen and heard a lot of things. And, you know, he's just sharing his heart here with us tonight. And we're grateful. Amen. So grateful for that. Let's have the Brother Caleb, if you don't mind, come. We'll take tonight's tithes and offering. Amen. My brother DJ can do it. Brother DJ will do it. Amen. But while we are just doing that, I wanted to make mention of two things, Sister Anna, celebrating a birthday today. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. So good to celebrate the birthday in the house of God. Amen. Brother Robles had a birthday on yesterday, so we thank God for that as well. Amen. I got a text right before service.
Many of you all know Brother David. He's the interpreter there in the church in Boynton. Also, he sings, wonderful voice, wonderful brother. Understand that his wife was pregnant, amen, and they lost a baby. They're in the third trimester, I believe, and they lost a baby. So please keep them in prayer there. You know, we just want God just to touch her and, amen, strengthen her, and also strengthen Brother David through this trial that they are enduring. So God bless you. Let's just have tonight, let's pray over tonight's tithes and offering. Brother DJ, just say a quick word of prayer.
So precious to me, singing, Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you, yes, I love you.
Say that with all your heart.
Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. Singing, Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love. other, there's no other. For Jesus is the way. Say now, Lord, you are so precious to me. I say, Lord, you are so precious to me.
God, we thank you tonight for all that happened here in this place. Certainly we heard from heaven. We appreciate you using our precious Brother Brown, Lord, to speak the word. Lord, just demonstrate to us how we have to be loosed from those grave clothes, dead situations. God, and we just appreciate, Father, how you just minister to our hearts. And Lord, may the word just sink deep into the sockets of the souls of the people, that they would meditate, Lord, on what they heard here tonight. No matter what situation they're in, or no matter what circumstance, if there's any little thing holding them, Lord, may they release it, that they might be free, Lord, from the dead things. Oh, God, we don't want to continue to surround ourselves with dead things, but you're a living God. You are the resurrection and the life. And, Lord, anything come in contact with you must live. That's the way it was with that mother who had a son, Lord, that was dead but on his way to be buried, come across your path, and Lord, just a little touch of the fire, amen, cause that young man to come back, amen, to live again. Lord, may somebody, Lord, come back to live again, Lord, no matter how deep, Father, they've been buried and how long they've been gone, but may they come, Lord, and hear the voice, may it summons them, Father, from wherever they are, a voice that transcends dimensions. Thank God for your voice, the loud voice of Jesus Christ. Pray that you bless our brother, Lord. Bless his time here with his daughter, son-in-law, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you also bless his wife and his daughter back home, that you touch, Lord, the little one, the doctor diagnosed, Lord. But we know that you're a great physician. You're right now near. You're the sympathizing Jesus. So we pray that you touch, Lord, the little one, and as he returned home, God, that he found that everything is well. Bless him, Lord, in his journeys is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. I tell you, now that Sister Rachel is down this way, maybe Brother Keith will be able to come back a little bit more often. Amen. We look forward to having him. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight.